day time is that's 7 after the hour already. What a coincidence. Every time I open my mouth at the beginning of the hour, it's 7 past. Isn't that amazing how that works, Kenny? Golly.
I'm funny.
Yeah, it does. And it's to prove that it's Friday again already, June the 28th, 2013, last Friday, 6th month of the year. We are, as of this weekend, halfway. My God, isn't that amazing? Halfway through 2013. So we have a lot of things to talk about, as usual, in this hour. Your calls at 888-302-3684, sprinkled in here, along with many of the comments that are being made about some of the issues of the week. Immigration reform and gay marriage and where Hernandez is. Where? Actually, I don't think we have to guess about where he is. He's in jail. And I'm going to guess he's going to be there for the rest of his life. What do you think on that one, Kenny?
Yeah, I think he's going to be there for a very long time.
Yeah. That's a guy who... it'll be interesting to see how this all plays out, obviously. And not the same sort of trial as the Zimmerman trial, but yet we have that in the focus as well. Let's get to the Senate passing the Gang of Eight's immigration reform bill. Vote was 68-32. And now House Speaker John Boehner getting in on the act. He says the House will not necessarily take up the bill just because the Senate has passed it. He says House Republicans are working on their own bill. Boehner, I've never been impressed with him, frankly. Never thought he was that bright, the political thug. So he's not an inspirational figure, let's put it that way. He's said he would block a vote on any immigration bill that doesn't have the support of the majority of House Republicans. That's sort of a backtrack for him, given the fact that he's kind of been at crosshairs with some of the Republicans. And frankly, his position on some of the things that have been controversial have been stuff that I would support. It's just kind of the way he goes about it. It's not unlike many of the other politicians, and I don't know whether it's unique to our generation or not, Ken, but it just seems to me there's not a lot of inspiration here. There's a lot of, it sort of reminds me of Khrushchev taking off his shoe and pounding it on the podium. That's how these guys come across. This is the way I believe, and if you don't like it, that's TS. Am I wrong, or is that how it is?
That's definitely the general feeling I get from him. I don't understand if you like this bill or if you don't like this bill, why you wouldn't vote on it. I can't imagine that the Republican-controlled House would pass it anyway.
Right.
So why not just get it over with and then move on to the next thing?
It's called drama. Drama. We need more drama. All right, let's get to a report from Jake Tapper here talking to Dana Bash about the Senate's passing the bill.
Dana, that was quick. What's the news?
It was quick, and the news is this immigration reform bill passed 68-32, which is generally what we expected based on some of the test votes that we've seen over the past few days. Look, this is something that is noteworthy, and it's worth kind of stopping and taking a breath and marking the moment, because, Jake, as you know, you have been up here walking these halls. You know what kind of issue immigration was for many years, and that was a dead issue. But it came alive with events after the last election, when many Republican Party leaders said we need to do something to bring the Latino voters back into the fold. And it happened given the fact that the immigration issue was really nowhere. It happened relatively quickly. And what we just witnessed was a way for senators to sort of visually also mark what they thought was a momentous occasion. Harry Reid, the majority leader, asked every senator to sit in his or her seat and vote from their chairs, from their desk. That's why it happened relatively quickly, because they were all there. This is something that is reserved for kind of big moments, big pieces of legislation. We haven't seen it, I don't think, since the fiscal cliff vote about 6 months ago. So that's where we stand. Certainly you had a lot of senators, members of the so-called Gang of Eight, bipartisan senators, 4 and 4, who pushed this, making big speeches on the Senate floor. One of those days here, the galleries were filled. Joe Biden, the vice president, is in the chair. As you mentioned earlier, he is officially the president of the Senate, comes up here for these big moments. He even had to warn people in the galleries not to say anything after he announced the vote, because that's how full the galleries are. So that's this moment. And, of course, the open question is, what happens next? It's got to go through the House, of course, to become law, to get to the president's desk, to give him this big legacy issue. And it is a very open question how that is going to happen in the Republican-led House. And John Boehner, the speaker, even said today, it's got to look very different, very, very different for them to take up this issue, if at all.
All right, so that's that overview. Now, let's see what is going on in the social media world when it comes to the immigration bill in general, and then any specifics, Kenny, you may have from twitter.com/Good Day Show, at Good Day Show, or facebook.com, Good Day Show. What do we have?
Brad says, if the GOP isn't racist, tell me how much the immigration bill allocates for offense across the Canadian border.
Aha. Well, the Canadians aren't bad guys. The Canadians are good guys. Isn't that it? That's the reason, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Matt says the senators have filled their pockets passing the immigration bill. The House will hopefully act like adults and shoot it down.
Mm-hmm. All right. All right, so what do you... Go ahead.
Oh. Pat says, will the immigration bill pass in the House full of Boehner heads? Contact your reps and tell them to pass it or pass into the joke section of history.
Uh-huh. Strong feelings there. 888-302-3684, a number of ways for you to communicate with us, including email to Doug at DougStephan.com or to Ken at DougStephan.com. The immigration bill and its passage this week, part of the focus here on the Good Day program, 14 past the hour.
Mark your calendar for Kohl's Great Big Weekend Sale. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. A full weekend of great big savings. Like 40 to 50% off all swimwear for the family. 30 to 50% off all Jennifer Lopez, Elle, and LC Lauren Conrad. 50% off all Carter's and Oshkosh B'gosh playwear. And 10 to 33% off kitchen electrics. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every 50 spent. Save Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Kohl's Great Big Weekend Sale. Kohl's, expect great things.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at turntohelpnow.com. At turntohelpnow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to turntohelpnow.com today.
America, it's time to wake up to more value. Join America's Best Value Inn's Free Value Club. Not only will you get 15% off your next stay, a room upgrade and late checkout when available, but you'll get access to hundreds of discounts for theme parks, movies, shopping, dining, and more. Register online at americasbestvalueinn.com. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, it's time to wake up to more value. Only at America's Best Value Inn.
You ever seen a snail race against Indy cars? Didn't think so, but you can. Right now, through July 19th, when you buy a set of four select Firestone tires, you get a $50 Firestone prepaid MasterCard by mail and four admissions to see the new DreamWorks animation movie, Turbo, opening in theaters July 19th. So get into your nearest Firestone retailer today for the Destination Turbo promotion.
Admissions value up to $58. Promotion card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Certain offer restrictions and limitations apply. See your authorized Firestone retailer for details.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free? The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at web.com will build your website on one of the domains that define the internet, .com and .net, powered by VeriSign, absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines, like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days, free. Call 1-855-730-SITE. That's 1-855-730-SITE. 1-855-730-7483. Or go to web.com/radio.
On the radio, the Doug Stephan Good Day program on the internet, DougStephan.com, RadioAmerica.com, at Genesis. Oh, I always do that. You're right, Michael. I do RadioAmerica.com. Common. It's supposed to be radioamerica.org. Anyway, there's plenty of ways for you to get the information, pass it along. Happy to be on the American Forces Radio Network. Focusing now on the issue of gay marriage. Supreme Court ruling this week caused lots of conversation. Here's talk host Steve Corbett with Senator Bob Casey of Pennsylvania. They talk about the changing attitude many have now to this issue of gay marriage.
Do you believe this will be part of a continuing evolution? If you take a look at your position in the past, if you take a look at, for example, former President Bill Clinton, who signed the Defense of Marriage Act, then Senator Joe Biden was supportive of the Defense of Marriage Act. Do you see this evolution of public policy extending from Washington into the halls of government in Pennsylvania? And will you and your Democratic colleagues be trying to persuade people in Pennsylvania that this is the way to go?
Yeah, I think the answer to that question is yes. The evolution and the people's feelings about it will continue to evolve. I think in the direction of expanding rights for families and for individuals. But the second part of your question about Pennsylvania, I think that the best way to have this debate is with kind of lowered temperatures.
Sure.
And especially, I think politicians have. I won't speak to what citizens will do, but politicians have an especially important obligation here to not do a lot of finger pointing and kind of the kind of judgment that some people engage in tough political debates, but to have a debate and a conversation. Part of this is, I think, for whether it's an elected official or people that have never thought about this issue with great detail or urgency. A lot of people just, after time, it doesn't, you know, the old ways of looking at this issue don't make sense. I think a lot of families have members of their family where they've had to think about this issue in a very personal way. So it is deeply personal. Therefore, it might get heated, and I think we've got to do our best to engage with people across the state and to talk about it in a way that. That I think we're starting, just in the last couple of years, we started to have that conversation. I think it's a good thing.
What I also see happening here is not only an increasing respect for human rights, for civil rights, but increasing respect for the law, because public policy in this nation of law goes to the question of equal protection under the law. When you take a look at the Defense of Marriage Act, that was a law that denied more than 1,000 federal benefits to same-sex married couples. So when we take a look at what the Supreme Court does as a body of law, as a court of law, I think that you're starting to see people recognize that you can have all the blessings of your wedding, of your marriage within your faith or your religion, but we also have the law and how we must interpret the law in this land of the free and home of the brave.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the reasons why people are thinking the way they are, that it doesn't make sense when you consider the scope of our history, where at various points in time this group or that group was not included under the umbrella of protection. So I think in this case people are arriving at decisions that maybe 5, 10, even 5 years ago they wouldn't have. But I think it's moving in the right direction.
So are you prepared, I don't know what that means, for the changing attitudes that may change pretty much the input from the states who or which do not allow gay marriage at the moment? I'm guessing there's going to be a big change, and it's time. Again, what somebody asked, I guess, at the beginning of one program I was wrapping myself around, why is it any business who marries who? Why is it your business who marries whom? Probably the better question. All right, so we'll work on a few callers because people want to be heard on this, and then we'll move into other areas of consideration here on Good Day. America.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
And the song that was number one during this week in 1989 called Satisfied. Are you satisfied with the discussion, the debate, and the results of the Supreme Court decision on gay marriage? 888-302-3684 as we tap into some of those thoughts with people listening to the program like Russ, who's in Missouri with a focus on the government.
I think, because I'm a libertarian, and I don't think the government should be telling us who we can marry or what. And I also look at this. I've always thought it was wrong when I read about the history of Utah and the Mormons, and they wanted to have, as a religion, multiple wives, or if there was a religion that had multiple husbands. I think they should be able to do that, too. And I think that should be the next thing. Just the government should just stay out of our lives and let us do what we want. So I'm happy. I'm happy for all those people. I'm not gay, but I'm happy for freedom.
Yes, sir. I'll ditto and double that. 888-302-3684. Here's Donna in Virginia. Says the Supreme Court ruling is moving America farther away from God.
I remember when I was a little girl, they inserted One Nation Under God in our Pledge of Allegiance. And I don't see how the new things that are being put up, like the abortion issue of and the gay marriage, is under God. So our country that has been founded under God is getting away further and further from God. And I just think that's, if these people want to be legally married, let them have a legal union, but not call it a sacred marriage.
Here's Zach in Washington with a focus on the government and pretty much echoing what Russ said a few minutes ago.
As a Republican, I believe that true conservative ideas are really ideas where the government only takes action when it's really necessary to do so. And I believe that the Defense of Marriage Act, when it was enacted, is not something that the government should be taking a hand in. I think that people should be allowed to marry whom they want and love who they want, and I feel like that should be recognized by not only the individual state that they live in, but by the federal government. Obviously, we didn't get all that we wanted from the decision. They didn't issue a broad rule that said, you know, every state has to respect gay marriage. But they did say that pretty much the federal government has to recognize it. And I think that essentially taking the government's hand out of marriage, out of someone's personal life, is really a big step forward. Because even though there are places where the government does have a role to play and it's necessary, as a conservative, I believe that it should stay out of issues that it doesn't have to be in. And this is an issue where it really doesn't have to be in, and it's very important to millions of people, including my best friend. I think it's really important to them that they're allowed freedom in their lives and that the government does not interfere with that. So I think that even though it wasn't all that we wanted, it was a very good decision.
888-302-3684. Let's move on to Matthew, who's listening in Leesburg, Virginia.
As a both a former Navy officer and gay with a same-sex partner, I was proud to see this legislation enacted. And really, the opposition, they just don't have a leg to stand on. I mean, you could teach an entire class on what is marriage and just itemize exactly, you know, their traditional views of marriage are all based around Judeo-Christian, and it's that we're not founded as a Judeo-Christian nation under the Constitution. So I was just proud to see that, you know, civil rights has moved forward.
I wonder how many other men are listening who are in the service who are either married or have a gay partner. I find that thing, that all of that to be a fascinating discussion. The case against the New England Patriots' Aaron Hernandez, up next here on The Good Day Show.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. More and more hotels are incorporating art into their decor, but how about when a hotel embraces other kinds of culture? The Algonquin Hotel in New York has a long literary history. After all, this is where Dorothy Parker and the Vicious Circle used to gather at the famous Round Table. Now the hotel has partnered with a major book publisher. The new Simon & Schuster suite has a permanent collection of classics and bestsellers, and also gets you access to advanced copies of books that haven't even been published yet. Indie music in Seattle go hand in hand, right? That's why Hotel Max partnered with one of the biggest indie record labels in the business. Sub Pop Records, the guys who put out Nirvana's first album, has taken over the hotel's entire fifth floor, complete with vinyl records and old school posters. And keep your eyes open for this one. Paramount Pictures is planning to open its first movie-themed hotel in Dubai, including screening rooms. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk is instant communication that's truly instant, the way it should be. But don't take our word for it. The proof is in the push. Come into an AT&T store today and test it out for yourself. And for a limited time, ask about getting a free device for every new CRU line, a company-paid line of service, when you upgrade your business. AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk. One push, and you'll know. AT&T. Rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free device and new activations only requires tier commitment to eligible plans plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk service.
I'm Jim Furyk, 16-time PGA Tour winner. Whether I'm on tour or vacationing with my family, I make sure MedJet is there with me. It's priceless peace of mind. MedJet keeps me in the game.
As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, your membership includes medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. With memberships starting at $99, you don't have to be a tour pro to travel like one. Visit MedJetRadio.com to get your membership today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes?
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until June 30th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
After the hour, 6:28:13, Doug Steffens' Good Day program of the things that you probably want to know about the things that are going on, coming and going. Federal grand jury indicted Mr. Hernandez. Aaron Hernandez, may have also been involved in a double murder last year, Kenny. This guy's only 23 years old, cut by the Patriots because he was arrested after he signed, what, a $40 million contract last year, charged with first-degree murder in the death of Odin Lloyd. Now, apparently, he had some role in a drive-by series of killings. Let's see, this is another Boston deal. This guy is apparently a very dangerous, nasty guy. One wonders whether it has anything to do with steroids or anything else. What kind of feedback? This would be, in many worlds, something that would have been relegated to sports talk radio, although this guy's so heinous and the crime seems to be so premeditated that a lot of people want to talk about it, right?
Yeah, it's like it's out of a movie.
Yeah,
you just can't believe the and you see the pictures all over the place from his own cell phone of him with a gun.
Yeah.
It's
so
crazy.
Blatant, in essence. Here's Taco's Ken Altshuler with Gary Tengray from the New England Patriots Radio Network talking about Hernandez and how he changed when he started to make a lot of dough.
You're around the team quite a bit, obviously, during the season on the radio broadcasts. There's what we know about Hernandez and his path at Florida and also growing up in Connecticut. And then there's the sort of underlying stuff that's sort of coming to light now. Shed some light on maybe what we're finding out now about some of the seedier stuff that's been going on here before all this happened.
The first time that I was warned about this was when Rob Gronkowski was going through his off-the-field episodes, which now
pale.
Seem like... Right, absolutely. I mean, pale in comparison. And I was talking to someone at Foxborough. I was talking to a person at General Stadium, and I said, you know, I go, Gronk, what's, you know, is he gonna, he's a party boy. I mean, he's going to ruin his career. And I was told, and this was the quote, they said, 87 is frat boy. He's not the guy you got to worry about. 81 is the guy you got to worry about. And I was like, really? And I was totally taken aback by it because I had no idea. Aaron Hernandez, when he received his big contract, when he went before the cameras, he was just so humble and so thankful and talked about how the Crafts had faith in him, and he donated $50,000 back to the Kraft Foundation and how they trusted him, and he was having a baby, and he went on and on and on and on and on. And that was when the cameras were on. But since then, I've learned that as soon as he got the money, it really, this whole Scarface type of personality or Godfather personality kind of escalated. You know, he came from a gang background in Connecticut, and he seemed to want that life. And that's what I've heard since. And over the past year, it's been very noticeable, his attitude. And one new Patriot arrived in Foxborough and introduced himself to Hernandez. He was introducing himself to everybody else, and everybody else was welcome, welcome. And you know, Hernandez was very cold to him and said, you know, can I have you? I don't need any friends. You're not my friend. You know, get out of my face. And so, you know, no one's going to say it on the record, but a lot of the people who a lot of the players, they're not surprised, which is amazing because this is so grotesque. I mean,
it is.
You know, you have players that have been involved in drugs. And, you know, I've had a high-ranking official tell me, you know, like when the Mike Vick thing went down, you know, one of the key members at Foxborough said to me, you know what, this could happen to anybody in the NFL. We do all the background checks. You do your due diligence. But this could happen to any team, any owner, any time, you know. And you think drugs. I mean, you know, Patrick Jones. I mean, obviously, I thought he was the worst the league was ever going to see. But now we have a situation where an actual player is accused of pulling the trigger, you know, and orchestrating this. I mean, this is, you know, it's funny. I don't know how you guys felt, but when they got him out of the house, and the reason his T-shirt wasn't on all the way is he told the police, "I'm not wearing a shirt."
Yes, I heard that.
Yeah, and it's like, why? Well, you know, so obviously he wanted to show the tats.
Yep, and then he spat in the bushes on the way out.
Yeah, you know, nice, I mean, too. It just my stomach turned.
I think that would be a good way.
Yeah, really.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about somebody that we like, even though he had some problems with drugs as well. Funeral services held yesterday for James Gandolfini in the Cathedral of St. John the Divine in New York. Remember, during this 90-minute service by his wife and the creator of The Sopranos, David Chase, and some of the friends that he had, family friends, the eulogy was reportedly in the form of a letter that started, "Dear Jimmy," is delivered by Mr. Chase. "You were a good boy, a sad boy, amazed and confused. You could see it in your eyes. That's why you were a great actor." Chase added that Gandolfini once told him, quote, "You know what I want to be? A man, that's all. I want to be a man." There were a lot of mourners that you could expect to have seen from The Sopranos. Edie Falco was there, Jamie Lynn Sigler, Michael Imperioli, Dominic Chianese, Joe Pantolat, what they call him, Joey Pants, right? Pantoliano.
Yeah.
Steve Buscemi, Steve Shripa, also, let's see here, Juliana Margulies was there, Alec Baldwin, Governor Chris Christie of New Jersey. Anyway, the Post reports today that HBO planned and paid for the entire funeral, filmed it for the actor's family. The network released a statement from the family saying they basically thanked everybody for all the good wishes and support. They asked that in lieu of flowers, donations be made to the Wounded Warrior Project, which James was very passionate about. So the passing of James Gandolfini, a big conversation here in the last week or so. Also, the update on Miss Paula Deen. That's coming along in a couple of minutes. Let's get to the Zimmerman trial, though, shall we? Here are radio hosts Jack Harris, Corey Dillon, and Ted Webb talking to legal analyst Judge Susan Sexton about kind of the craziness that was involved in the Zimmerman trial as it got started this week.
Judge, this thing started out crazy. I want to get your take on the defense attorney opening with a knock-knock joke.
That wasn't even funny.
No, yes, it wasn't. It was
funny
insulting.
At all. It was demeaning to the jurors, like saying to them, you all are all so stupid, you got picked on the jury.
Well, I as you know, everybody's been talking about that. I have no clue. And this is a defense attorney who's supposedly got a lot of experience.
Alan Dershowitz said that they could appeal this based on that opening statement.
That's what I said yesterday. I said what this guy has said right away, if the trial doesn't go the way they want it to, they can appeal it on an incapable defense.
Well, I know that Dershowitz had said that, but the way it usually works is if you get convicted, you can file an appeal based on the evidence that came in. If you are not successful on appeal, then you come back and say, listen, I know that what the jury heard and yada yada found me guilty, but the reason they heard all that is because my lawyer was ineffective. So usually it's a two-step process. I didn't understand kind of why he was saying it that way. We have to do the direct appeal first, because that's what I did the last go-round before this. I did all the 3850s. My lawyer was ineffective. And you're supposed to discuss that with your client. I can't even imagine what he was thinking. And then, you know, he was on Anderson Cooper. The other attorney was on Anderson Cooper talking about the openings, the second night of trial. I mean, I don't know whether, here's what I want to know, because a lot of times in these big trials, they hire kind of PR media people.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure whether they've done that in this case or whether they have one who recommended going on Anderson Cooper because they knew that this was a total bomb that happened and maybe trying to repair some of the damage.
888-302-3684, the story of Mr. Zimmerman, the weird way the trial gets started. Yeah, a lot of people are talking about that. People are also talking about Paula Deen, as I suggested. We'll get to that in a moment. This is Good Day, where the time is 16 before the hour.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. Hank Cochran was one of country's most well-loved and successful songwriters. When he passed away in 2010, Nashville superstar Jamie Johnson decided to pull together some of country music's biggest stars to record Living for a Song, a tribute to Hank Cochran, which features new versions of his best-loved songs. Producer Buddy Cannon and country superstar Willie Nelson spoke to us about Hank and how he helped Willie get his start.
Hank went in to hear this guy. He was at Tootsie's, and it was Willie, and he was singing songs like Nightlife and Crazy.
He was responsible, really, for me going to Nashville and getting the job writing for Pamper Music. Hank had a lot to do with me getting started.
You make my eyes run over all the time. And you're happy when I'm out of my mind. You don't love me, but you won't let me be.
That's Willie Nelson and Jamie Johnson on the Hank Cochran song, Don't You Ever Get Tired of Hurting Me, from Living for a Song, a tribute to Hank Cochran. There's more online, insightdailyradio.org.
Are you ready for hot dogs? Are you ready for some chips and soda?
What kind of mom?
She had surprise points in her Shop Your Way account, so she went to Kmart to get stuff for the 4th of July.
She's pretty excited.
America!
Dad, too.
Yep.
Kmart has everything you need for a great 4th of July, including surprise points for Shop Your Way members. Check ShopYourWay.com to see if you got them. Kmart, it all starts here. Must be a member before 6/17. Points awarded 6/27, expire 7/7, and vary by status and other factors.
Want a more colorful summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Great Summer Painting Party, June 23rd through July 8th. With colors like Beach House, Julep, and Fireworks, summer never looked better. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk is instant communication that's truly instant, the way it should be. But don't take our word for it. The proof is in the push. Come into an AT&T store today and test it out for yourself. And for a limited time, ask about getting a free device for every new CRU line, a company-paid line of service, when you upgrade your business. AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk. One push, and you'll know. AT&T. Rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free device and no activations only requires tier commitment to eligible plans plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk service.
888-302-3684 to be in touch with us here if you want to do it on the phone. If you are not interested in doing it on the phone, you can do it via Twitter at Good Day Show, facebook.com/Good Day Show, or email to Doug or Ken at DougStefan.com. President Obama says that he would not be scrambling military jets to go out after Edward Snowden. He would like to get Snowden into custody before Snowden leaks any more confidential information. He is hoping that the Russians will do the right thing, because apparently Snowden is still in Russia. Here's Brian Ross reporting on the latest in the search for Snowden.
There is no scheduled flight to Havana from Moscow today, giving U.S. authorities another day to press for Snowden to be sent home.
We do think that based on law enforcement cooperation, there are ways that we can have him return, notwithstanding that we don't have an extradition treaty.
President Vladimir Putin is going out of his way to flatly reject the request to send Snowden back to the U.S. He told reporters on a trip to Finland, Mr. Snowden is a free man. The faster he chooses his ultimate destination, the better for us and for him. Russian authorities say Snowden remains hidden this morning somewhere inside the airport's international transit area, a place of VIP lounges, duty-free shops, and a small hotel for passengers who have not yet gone through passport control. Reporters, including ABC's Kirat Radia, were dodging Russian police trying to find Snowden.
I have to be a little bit careful here because he's already been warned twice about filming in the airport. He was reported to have stayed somewhere in this hotel behind me. We asked the hotel. They say they haven't seen him. We checked ourselves, but there's no sign of him.
Snowden has been in Russia now for 3 full days. And a former top FBI spy catcher says Snowden's arrival in Moscow was like a gift for Russian intelligence agents who have no interest in helping their rivals at the CIA or the NSA.
There is no way they're going to help NSA get one of their defectors, and there's no way that he's going to be in that airport, and they're not going to find a way to talk to him and get access to computer.
Putin said the Snowden matter should not affect relations with the U.S., saying it was a minor distraction, or as he put it, the same as shearing a piglet, a lot of squealing and very little wool.
There's an interesting, think about that. The shearing of a piglet. Lots of squealing and not much wool. There's a visualization for you. That's pretty funny, actually. So Putin's got a sense of humor, after all. 888-302-3684. Paula Deen has lost even more endorsement deals in the wake of her trouble. How about that? We use that trouble. A lot of people in the news business calling this a scandal. Whether it is or it isn't. Novo Nordisk, a diabetes drug maker, announcing they've dropped Ms. Deen as a spokesperson. She's worked with the company since she admitted last year she suffered from type 2 diabetes. A spokesman said they're parting ways for now, while she takes time to focus her attention where it is needed. I thought, this is like people who get fired and the boss says they're going to spend more time with their family. That's always, in the radio world, that's it, right? They're going to take more time to be with their families. Really? Anyway, let's see. QVC has decided to take a pause on working with her. They posted a letter on their website saying that for now Paula will not appear on any of their upcoming broadcasts. I think this thing has gone a little too far, frankly, myself. I'm with the people who say, you know, this is what we have in our country is the ability to express ourselves freely, and you suffer the consequences one way or another, or you feel good about it. Martha Stewart said that she felt sorry for Paula Deen, and maybe there's something to be said for that as well. I think there's been too much made of this, frankly, and so I'm not sure I'm going to spend too much more time on it myself. It's 51 after the hour, and good day.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's the 53 at the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. It's Friday. A review of things that have been going on in the last 24 to 48 hours and kind of what's happened this week in a general sense, not touching on everything, but a little bit of this and that, things that we haven't talked about, like the gossip on James Woods, 66-year-old actor who is in White House Down, movie that opens up today, stepped out with his new girlfriend, 20-year-old Kristen Bogness. Apparently, his last girlfriend was 26-year-old Ashley Madison. He broke up with her. Ashley Madison. Why does that name ring a bell? Ashley, isn't that the website where you go date married people? I think that's where it is.
That might be.
All right. Happy New Year to you. So, meanwhile, back at the serious side of things, there are people who are very eager to talk about the indictment of this. I don't even bother trying to pronounce his name. Everybody wants to pronounce his name. The younger brother who's been indicted in the bombing last Patriots Day in Boston. So here's Mike McConnell on his radio program talking to somebody from the Boston Globe about Verizon using their technology, how they use it, how they got this guy, but basically, more importantly, how they're using it on you or anybody else who's wandering around in downtown Boston. Verizon first applied for a patent but were turned down, and the patent would have in some way been able to monitor the people in the room as they're watching television, correct?
Well, yeah, that's basically it. Now, Verizon insists, and I believe them, by the way, that this is one of those things that big companies routinely do. They file these really off-the-wall blue sky patents to make sure they're covered in future, but they aren't really immediately planning to bring the idea to market. That said, they are really developing the ability to do this. They are studying how it could be done. Microsoft was working on something similar, although the one for Verizon was, the way they described it in their own patent application, is amazingly intrusive. It's amazingly creepy. I'll give you an example. They were talking about the idea that it would be sitting there listening to and watching your behavior while you're in the house watching television, and if you and your significant other start getting into an argument, they could then tell the cable network to send you an ad for example, a marriage counseling or a company. If, on the other hand, you're on the couch and you're snuggling and getting romantic, an ad might appear on your television set for contraceptives because it knows what you're doing.
I start coughing and sneezing, and I get a Theraflu
commercial. You could get an ad for exactly cold medicine, because I'm sure you know that they already pick and choose. I mean, like if you're watching a TV show in Boston versus in Chicago, the ads you may see will be entirely different in many cases.
Right.
They want to take that to the next level and actually send different ads to different households depending on who's in the house and what they're doing while they're watching the show.
It makes me wonder how far off some of this technology could be, as in time, because lately I've just been amazed at the pace at which technological advances have been moving.
It's really worrisome. It's fascinating, it's exhilarating, and it's worrisome all at once, because what we're seeing is the combination of a bunch of things coming together at the same time. I assume you've heard the term big data.
Sure.
You know what that is all about. Nowadays, it is so cheap and easy to capture information about everything, and all these businesses and government agencies have simply decided, fine, we're going to start capturing information about literally everything.
Good Lord. Hey. All right, that ought to be a good thing to turn people on with regard to our Facebook page, Kenny. What did you do? You just gave me something, and it went in one ear and out the other. Somebody said that attracted my attention. One of our
Neil on Twitter posted, "How many sponsors can Paula Deen possibly have? She's the Lance Armstrong of cooking."
There you go. Yeah, there's a category to be in. 888-302-3684. We also have a number of people who wanted to react to the immigration laws that are on the books right now and the passing of the bill. Here's John in Pennsylvania focused on the Republican Party.
I just wanted to say that this seems to be like a flashback to 1986 when I was a teenager and first started following somewhat politics. I think if this does go through and the House does pass it, that'll be the end of the Republican Party. 80% of the undocumented immigrants will be Democratic voters, as shown by polls. So it'll be the end. It won't be 11 million. It'll be like, who knows, 20 million. Plus, we'll also have the family migration, the chain migration. It's ever since 1965, with the immigration reform of 1965, it's been a total disaster for this country.
What do you think the most important item of the week is in terms of news talk radio, the talk radio world in general? The number one issue that you'll hear this weekend on a lot of these same stations on the talk radio countdown show that I also host is the Supreme Court decision on gay marriage. Number one this week. I don't think that surprises too many people. 59 past the hour.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.